Welcome to Newcastle Libraries Reel. This is our children's series. Newcastle Libraries can be accessed from wherever you live with the Newcastle Library app. Put borrowing at your fingertips. I invite you to close your eyes and imagine. Imagine that there are no buildings, no roads, no cars, just the trees, plants, animals, and the very first storytellers of this land, the Awabakal and Worimi people. So I acknowledge them as the traditional custodians of this beautiful land in which we live.
Welcome to our podcast series for families, Chats with fabulous children's authors and illustrators. I'm Karen Eastwood, and each episode I will chat to authors and illustrators who are connected to this creative city of Newcastle.
I love all the books. Probably grab chapter books because I'm really into them.
And the reasons I like reading is because it's enjoyable, relaxing and interesting.
Welcome to Newcastle Libraries Reel. My name's Karen Eastwood, and in our chats today, we're going to be talking to Lynn Jenkins. She's a practicing and experienced clinical psychologist who has authored the Lessons of a Lack series alongside illustrator Kiralee Lonergan. With the release of her latest book, Tree, we ask her about storytelling as a way of teaching life skills to children and parents alike. Hello there, Lynn.
Hello there, Karen.
Well, it's lovely to have you here. Our first question we'd like to ask you, where did the inspiration for the characters of Loppy and Curly come from?
Well, we're all about early intervention. Yep, getting in early. So because I'm a psychologist, that's the theme of a lot of my books, trying to send the message of anxiety management, worry management, big feelings management. So Loppy and Curly came about through, I was actually writing one of my non-fiction books a little while ago, wrote a little chapter for parents, educating them about anxiety, telling them what it is, that I might write a little ditty for children, and mucked around with names for little characters. I've always thought of anxiety as a little creature, so that's where Loppy came from. Mucked around with a few little acronyms, came up with LAC, Little Anxious Creature.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, well, his anxiety chatter made into a character, and then we need the management of it, so that's where Curly Calmster came into it, a little bit of alliteration.
Yep,
Loppy
yep.
Lack and Curly Calmster, and there they are.
And it's great that kids can then identify with a little character, so
exactly.
that it's not something to fear, but something to actually befriend and understand.
And that's exactly the way we've got to be with anxiety and worries and any big feelings. We've got to actually chat to them. And so in the clinical world, I guess, it's the externalization technique, and it's just easier for kids to say, well, what's Loppy saying rather than what are you thinking?
Yep, and not identifying directly with that feeling.
Exactly.
Yep,
yeah,
yep, for
exactly,
sure.
Yep.
So what sort of reactions and feedback do you get about your stories?
Usually good, which is lovely. Actually, it's the reactions and the feedback that actually took it off. Kiralee and I didn't intend to much for our little books because we just were going to sell them in my rooms at Life Matters. The schools became interested. And so we developed school packs, school education sessions, the little finger puppets, little plushies, other resources that go with it, and school packs. We do school visits now, and we were signed up by an educational book distributor, and then the publisher took over 5 of the books.
Fantastic.
So this is the 5th book, and now they're printed in Indonesia and China. So I tell you, so the reaction has been quite good. It's that. We're very chuffed. People have liked them so much.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
So why do you think stories and picture books are so effective at helping children understand themselves and the world around them?
Where they're at, like developmentally, just natural to be in imagination land, and they're still, it's just a beautiful time, and it's the best platform, I believe anyway, to engage them.
And it connects them emotionally to what you're talking about rather than it being some sort of theory or...
Yeah, oh, definitely, more playful, more fun.
Yeah,
so it's where they're at.
Can you tell us what was your favourite book as a child and why?
Well, my favourite book was Blinky Bill. Why? Because I could read it all on my own. I felt very grown up. And then getting older, I liked all the Sweet Valley High books and Trixie Belden.
Such a teenage set. Yes, yes.
I'll admit to that.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Takes all sorts of books.
I know.
Tell us about your latest release, Tree.
Well, it's the 5th in the Lessons of a Lack series. It's a gentle story of love and loss. So Loppy, he's always the worrier in the books. Mm-hmm. Curly's always the one that brings in the strategy. Mm-hmm. So in this one, Loppy's friend is Tree, goes to Tree to find comfort, but Tree, it's time for Tree to leave the village. And so he has big feelings and Curly helps him and guides him what to do with those big feelings mm-hmm. throughout the book.
Covering big themes, this book.
It is a bit more of a serious one, yeah, but I tend to write the things that come into the practice, to be honest, and more people are asking about loss. And it's not just loss, this tree, it's about change too. For little kids, loss can be a change in friendship, a change in family structure, a change in home. That's all loss for them. So,
So what do you hope children can get out of this book?
Well, just that when there is change, things happen in their lives that they will have big feelings and it's okay to have big feelings and there's things we can do with those big feelings and they're much better out than in.
Yeah, yeah.
And to use them in a productive way, the way Curly guides Loppy.
And, yeah, having those strategies but presented in a way that totally digestible for a small child.
For a small child, yeah. And plus, you too, there's a lot of helplessness around change and loss in adults and what to say and what to do.
I was going to say that. A lot of parents have no idea. Carers and parents sometimes stumble at how they actually can guide children through.
Yeah.
And also not even being able to identify what it is that child is going through and how to support them. So these books are fantastic for that.
Yeah, yeah.
To find nice books to read.
Thank you for tuning in to Chats with fabulous authors and illustrators. Use your library membership to access our online children's stories at Storybox, RB Digital and Borrowbox. You might like to visit one of our branches or book the kids in for a program. You'll find lots of information at the Newcastle Library's website, newcastle.nsw.gov.au/library.
And what do you think is special about Newcastle for writers and illustrators?
Well, it's actually quite a big little scene, It's actually, it is a big little scene in Newcastle. There's lots of authors and illustrators in Newcastle and some are winning the big awards too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really, really good. So there's a lot of support, like-minded people, keen to get together on a fairly regular basis. It's a little community.
So did you know Kira Lee before you started working on these books?
Yes. We met through our eldest sons, who are now turning 17, in kindy.
Oh, wow.
So I knew she was dabbling in illustration. And so when I was doing that non-fiction book that the Lessons of a Lack book came out of, I just said, do you want to do some black and white cartoony type drawings? And that's where it all started.
Yeah, again, that sort of collaboration that's possible in Newcastle where it's 2 degrees of separation and you don't know who knows who.
I know.
It really works in the arts, I think.
I think so, yeah. And when you have someone that you click with, that really helps, because we do a lot of the school visits. When we're invited to the schools, we love doing those, and partly because we get to hang out with each other.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Yep. And, you know, gosh, you want to work in a situation or an environment where it is fun. That makes a big difference.
It does. We bounce off each other nicely, yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. Are you ready for our quick fire five?
I think so.
Now, you don't have to answer with one word. Actually, it's kind of better if you answer as a sentence.
Right. Well, who knows what will come out of my mouth.
Okay.
Right.
Your first question is?
Yes, yes.
Favourite sport?
I like snow skiing.
Ooh.
I know, because I can stand up. And I cover up. I quite like it.
Always
helps. Suits me down to a T.
Always helps.
Yes.
Tears or tantrums?
I could probably deal with tears more than tantrums.
Probably more grown-up way of responding to big feelings.
Yeah.
Skate or cycle?
Well, is it roller skates?
It's up to you.
Well, that. I choose roller skates.
Did you roller skate?
I did.
As a youngin?
Yes, definitely. The Broadmeadow roller rink.
Oh, yes. I think I can picture the same scene.
Loved it. Loved it.
Best beach in Newcastle?
Oh, fond memories of Dixon Park. I like Dixon Park.
Yeah, I always find the waves really hard there.
Yeah, no, I like the beach.
Okay, last one. Stripes or spots?
Oh, definitely stripes. Yeah.
Why stripes?
Well, I think compared to spots do tend to freak me out a little bit sometimes.
Oh, and just for those listeners who are not aware, I'm wearing a spotty shirt.
It's a lovely shirt.
Thank you. Well, that's all we've got time for now, Lynn. Thanks so much for coming in to have a chat with us on Chats.
No problem. Thank you.
I love Australian authors.
Thanks so much for listening to Chats with fabulous children's authors and illustrators. Rate and review us wherever you listen to keep our story going.
This has been a Newcastle Libraries Real production.